were down 230, I remember, and they told me you'd lost 20 some odd pounds.
Oh, no. I was down 230 a long time ago.
Well, what did you regain out over that?
Mm-hmm. Right. I got about 50 pounds to go yet.
Well, let me know. Why don't you exercise, huh?
I am.
Are you?
Yeah. Take long walks every day.
Yeah.
And
are you still in the hospital?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, good.
And I get around quite a bit. How did the session go with the?
We haven't started yet.
Oh.
We just started. Gonna have an hour and a half, 2 hours. You got any suggestions?
Only what I sent you in the memo. And plus that, I can't stress too heavily how important this is to be relaxed in this one. Because this should be a conversation rather than a hard news story. And people are going to be a lot more interested in what you're thinking about rather than just plain hard facts.
What are you thinking about? What are your big objectives?
Well, the big objective, I think, is to preserve the peace in this world and preserve freedom. And to maintain the United States as a real inspiration and a real example to all other nations that seek freedom. But throughout the world, we have to remember that about 50, 60 years ago, literally hundreds of thousands of people came to our shores because this was a land that meant freedom to them. And they thought of the Statue of Liberty. That was the beacon that brought them from Hungary and from Poland and from Italy and from Ireland and from Germany and from, it brought them from Asia. And that great big shining symbol of liberty at this entrance in New York Harbor. Now that's something that every American ought to realize, that this country represents hopes and dreams that people have had for about 2,000 years. And that we can't let those hopes and dreams down. But all through the ages, people have been hungry, people have been miserable, people have been starving, people have been tyrannized by brutal rulers, people have been ridden over roughshod, and this has been the great dream and the great hope. And it's important to us. It's important to us first for ourselves because we like this country and we like to live in it. But it's also important because people that are that kind of a symbol just simply can't let the others down. And we can't dash the hopes of humanity. I think that's the sort of thing that will be the most effective. And I think it's kind of the thing that most people are wanting to hear. I think right now you have I think most of our people are pretty well satisfied with the way our government's being run. I think they think it's efficient. I think they think it's able. I think they think it's...
Pierre said he wants to know if he can get a hospital room out there to get in.
Tell him I'll see if I've got any influence with the head nurse.
Okay, I'll see you.
Okay, Mr. President.